So I'm going to speak today about my career and probably whether I regard myself as an engineer or a physicist. So first, a bit about me. I've attained undergrad degrees from UTS, both in applied physics and engineering. Then after that, I did a PhD in physics here at Macquarie. But during that time, I've also worked in industry, both at JDS Uniphase, which I'll talk about in a little bit of detail. I've also done research in university in Scotland and also here in Macquarie. So back to where it all began. During the final years of high school, I had to pick a course to do for university. And my criteria was that I wanted to do something that I was interested in, so probably something like physics, but I also wanted to be employable at the end of it. And so my choices was whether to do engineering or whether to do science. So at the time, UTS offered a double degree. I thought, why not do that one instead? I think Macquarie now offers a double degree, so I probably would have made that decision if it was offered back then. But one of the things about the UTS degree, it was a very long degree, and it's because it's a sandwich degree, especially the engineering side of things. And that meant that you had to do a fair bit of industrial experience as a part of the degree. So essentially it was, I think it was a 5 or 6 year course, and you have to do about a year and a half worth of industrial experience. So it's a lot of that. So probably most useful experience I got from the university time, undergrad time, was this industrial experience. And for that, I worked at a company called JDS Uniphase, just down the road from here, or it used to be just down the road from here. And they were manufacturers of fiberglass gratings, which were mostly used in the long-haul telecommunication industry. And during that time, really pursued to develop quite a few practical skills, and then take these practical skills and sculpt them into resume items. So one of the other things that I noticed at JDS Uniphase was this kind of an R&D food chain. Initially, when I first started there, I started off as a production technician during my first, second year of university. And the work was kind of fairly boring, I guess you'd say, just fairly repetitive. Though, as I advanced both in skills and both in education, so as I went through university there, also went up this so-called R&D food chain. Went to production engineering, where I learned some useful skills, both in optical and mechanical design, so using AutoCAD. During the end of my undergrad time, I did honours in science, and I became an R&D engineer there. And that's where the real interesting work started to kick off from. I had my own projects, which were going on. However, to do pure research, it was generally the norm that a PhD was required. But during JDS, I did my honours project in science. It was an industrial-based project, so it was probably unusual for a lot of honours students. And so for there, I developed a system to measure certain characteristics of these fiberglass gratings that were being developed. And so that was included both in mechanical skills, so designing mechanical systems and optical systems, and also adding the software in as well. During this honours course, I was mentored by the Advanced Products Group, which was the research-only group there at JDS Uniphase. And from that, from the connections there, that brought me into Macquarie University. And so after the telecom bus, when JDS Uniphase moved back to the US and Canada, a PhD opportunity opened up at Macquarie University. So this is probably where I regard the start of my research career, doing a PhD at Macquarie. It was a combination of both the enjoyable physics sides that I found interesting, and also engineering, in this case, building lasers. But other activities included in the PhD, not just the science and engineering side of things, we also had to publish, present at conferences, and also taught. So, you know, there are other resume items that I could add on to my resume. So one of the neat parts about doing a PhD and doing physics in general is that you can travel throughout the world. So this is just some of the conferences and lab visits I made during about the four or five years of PhD. So quite a few experiences, New Zealand, US a couple of times, Canada, Korea twice, and Europe a couple of times as well, plus all around Australia. After my PhD, I ended up doing a postdoc at a university called Heriot-Watt University. It's located in Edinburgh in Scotland. And really, they had a job going, it was advertised, and there was a good match between the skills I've had, the mechanical design and the programming, as well as laser engineering, that matched my CV and my experiences. So I decided to move to Scotland. and joined a small research group there. Their work was very industry-focused and developed quite high-power lasers. So since after about 2 years in Scotland, I've moved back to Macquarie University, returned to the Department of Physics again to do a postdoc in a field of using diamond as lasers, as a source for lasers, and also some other special properties of lasers, of diamond. They demonstrated one of the first diamond lasers. This is a green one, but we've also demonstrated in other wavelengths as well, UV and near-infrared wavelengths. And really, the reason why it attracted me back to Macquarie University to do this work was probably two parts. You know, it was the engineering side again, but to get the most out of these diamond round lasers in terms of the great properties of diamond, in terms of the thermal and mechanical properties, and also the interesting physics and interesting dynamics with this this etching process as well. So probably the key points of my talk here is that perhaps there's probably little difference between engineering and physics, especially in terms of research. So probably hindsight, I probably didn't need to do that engineering degree, and physics would have been very appropriate. But in terms of young physicists, the work experience or the industrial placement that you do during undergrad, especially what's done here, is key for making you more employable. And it's really the contacts and also the transferable skills that you can use in all companies that are probably the key points to making you more employable. But also, you also got to reverse that as well and consider your match for a particular job. And probably the final point is physics is universal throughout the world, so you can definitely travel. You can take it anywhere you want. So that's the end of my talk. Thank you very much.